Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed, and this is for all the Coco Melon fans out there. What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? Come on. What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? What are you thankful for? Do you know what I'm thankful for?
What?
Every time I'm watching Coco Melon, and the dad gets in the pool and takes his top off.
Yeah?
Quite nice.
Sorry. You are fancying an animated dad on Coco Melon.
A little bit.
Brilliant. You know what I'm
thankful
for?
He's so good with the kids. Such a good dad.
Do you know what I'm thankful for?
What are you thankful for?
I'm thankful
for
that you stopped singing. No. Listen, I've got a fucking issue with Coco Melon, actually.
Ooh.
Right?
Because here we go.
There was one the other day. Like, have you not noticed how self-sufficient that baby is on Coco Melon?
Oh, how old is he? Yeah.
I'm one of them. He's in a onesie, and he's celebrating his first day of school the next day. And his mom gives him a notepad and a pencil. I'm like, motherfucker, you're still sleeping in a cot?
Yeah.
You sleep in a cot, you've got a onesie. What are you writing?
Yeah. You sleep in a cot, you wear a onesie, you fall asleep on your mom's knee, you're going to
there's another one. The one that really fucks us off, right? The dad's in the kitchen. It comes up on the calendar and it's like Father Sunday or Daddy Sunday.
Oh, they love a bit
so
of that,
mom
yeah.
So the mom and the little girl go off, and the little girl's got a football skirt on, so they go off to do football or something like that. And then the dad's in the kitchen and he's like, it's Father Sunday. And the kid wakes up, like the older one, the older boy wakes up, and the baby wakes up. It's fucking light outside. Mm. They wake up in their beds on their own, get themselves dressed, and then go and meet the dad in the kitchen. What kind of fucking alternate universe do they live in where their baby gets up, sorts himself out, and goes, hey, morning, Dad, I'll lay until fucking 11 o'clock. Yeah, oh, yeah, no problem, son. I've just been up waiting for Father Sunday. Don't be mental. Don't be mental.
If you've never seen Coco Melon, don't bother.
kids love it. The kids love the songs. It's amazing,
Can we just one more thing about Coco Melon, though. Right. There's one song. I love all the songs, to be fair, right? And it's very sweet, because Robin obviously stopped watching all of that, but since we've had Rafe, he loves it. He actually goes to watch it on his own.
He loves the songs.
There's one song that I can't get away with.
Right.
Because rhythmically, I mean, I'm not a musician, right? But rhythmically, it makes no sense.
Well, you're
the
a singer.
Compost bin
you
one.
Can sing.
The compost. I'm saying it. I'm saying it like an American.
Compost. Yeah, the compost.
Listen, if you're a Coco Melon mom or dad or grandma, whatever, have a listen to the song about the compost bin.
Right.
Because it's infuriating.
Okay.
Rhythmically, it makes no sense. It's like, you can't put apples in the compost bin. And I'm like, guys.
It's more about the lyrics, Rosie. It's more about teaching the children.
But skidamarinky-dinky-dee and all that. They are lovely. Makes sense. You can sing them.
Okay.
The compost bin one.
Right.
It's insane.
Right.
Someone was off their face when they wrote that.
Might have been all the compost fumes.
Must have been.
Right, good. Well, Coco Melon just been dealt with,
Anyway.
If you work on Coco Melon, I hope you're crying over your animation. No, it's really good. We actually love it. So yeah, there we go. And anyone who doesn't listen to Coco Melon...
The kids' heads are bigger than their parents' heads.
Yeah, yeah.
They carry them up to bed and you're like, Jesus, why is your kid's head so large?
It's like you're carrying a fucking hot air balloon up to bed.
Very strange. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, anyway, and if you don't watch Coco Melon, I imagine this last little couple of minutes of ranting has been painful. Confusing and shit. But welcome to the show.
Welcome
to the podcast. Thank you so much for listening, you wonderful people. Thank you so much for coming back. Rosie, it's episode 161.
It's never episode 161.
161.
Do you know if you didn't remember us every
face.
Week? God, honestly, I wouldn't have a clue.
Sorry if I didn't remember you every week.
What did I say?
You said if I didn't remember us every week. You said there. You know, if you didn't
remember
us, that will you remember me? What episode it is, please? Remember me.
I'll learn you how to do that later.
Listen.
Sometimes
let's crack straight on. Cocomelon's being dealt with. There's loads of things to get
dealt
with.
What else can we deal with?
I'll tell you what we're going to deal with. It's time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Yeah.
This week's sponsor is the absolute compulsion that people have to tell you you've brought too many bags or packed too many things when you arrive somewhere. Oh my God.
What do you mean specifically?
Go somewhere for the weekend. Oh, go and get a taxi to the airport. How many bags you got? How much you packed? How long you stayed? A month? Did I ask you to fucking carry them? No, I'm carrying them. I'm getting on with it, right? I bring choices of clothes.
Okay. I know, well, that's just people having... I've said this about when you go to the supermarket and you do a really big shop, because nowadays you can get everything at the supermarket. So I'm like, right, I'm going to buy the kids' clothes.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy a flipping pan. I'm going to buy some candles. And it comes to bloody 150, 200 quid.
Yeah.
And the person on the checkout goes, how much are you spending? You go, sorry, is it coming out of our shared bank account, Moira? I don't think so.
Yeah, I remember this.
Let me work and let me earn my money and spend it on all the shite in your supermarket, okay? Yeah.
Every single time I go, if I ever take the kids to my mum and dad's house and I take loads of bags, and my mum always goes, how long we're staying? Fucking hell.
Oh, it's probably your mum and dad's generation.
Mum, I haven't gave you these bags and said, go and walk a fucking mile with these bags for us. I've dropped them in the house, and guess what? I'm going to come in. All you got to do is bring them to your front door. I'll put them back in the car. I'll deal with them. The other day, we went in an Airbnb in South Shields.
Yeah.
We went in. Someone in the street, like, how long are you staying? Oh my God, this has got nothing to do with you.
Is that what brought it? I didn't know someone did that.
People do when I check in the hotels, and I've got, obviously, when I check in the hotels, I've got all my fucking paraphernalia. I do move in for the time, but I'll check in for 3 nights and I'll have 2 suitcases. Being like, you're only staying 3 nights. One, they're my bags. Fucking stop being so nosy. Two, I'm not making your fellas carry them up. And if they do, they've got the trolley things. Oh.
Chris, people are dicks.
Yes.
People are dicks.
Yeah.
How long are you staying for?
Yeah.
Too fucking long near you, actually. Get me out of here. Dickheads.
So there we go. That's them dealt with.
Yeah.
Oh, so anyways, God. How long are you staying for?
How long are you staying for?
Right, I feel like we're a bit too jolly this week. I feel like we need to get the jingle on.
That was actually really passive aggressive.
But it was really cathartic, and I'm quite happy that I got to shout and stuff. But yeah, okay. There you go.
Put the jingle on.
Let's get the jingle on. Ready? And let's get miserable again. Let's do it.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle, jingle. We hope you like the jingle, jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's episode of Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
Yes, welcome back. You know what I haven't said for a while?
What?
Make sure you continue to like, rate and subscribe.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if like, rate and subscribe is just a thing off YouTube or whatever, but going, your little Forster, they've slowed down. I think we've got about 40,000 five-star reviews. You know what?
Is that not enough?
Oh, the power's gone to my head. I want more.
Dickhead, that's enough. That's well enough.
There's loads of people listening to this. We're on 100 million downloads. Just click on the little stars.
I don't mind. To be fair, I do subscribe because then you get it. Because sometimes, right? You have to subscribe because you listen to a good podcast and you're like, I can't wait to listen to the next one.
Yeah.
And then you forget the name of it and it disappears. And then you're like, well, that was nice while it lasted. So always subscribe, actually. That's a good thing.
I just can't deal with the pressure of it. Honestly, I can't keep up. Do you know what? Outlander's already back on. We haven't even watched a new episode.
It's not.
Yeah, it came out on the 6th of March. Yeah. My ma's thundering along on our Amazon Prime account.
Well, should we just let her finish? Because we talked about this. Because obviously, you know, we all share accounts with everybody. No one's got their hands. So, you know, my sister's on my Netflix. Your man, Darren, on the Prime. Everyone shares everything. Yeah. Let her watch it. 2 seconds.
Stop the podcast right there. Lads, come in. We've got her. Lads. We've got her again. Come on. It's a shakedown. Whole podcast's been a lie. Davey Netflix, or whoever the boss of that's called, and Jeff Bezos' underlings. Come on, lads. Cuff her. Lads.
Oh, so you can take the 40 and quid out of my bank.
I'm so sorry that... I'm so sorry. Honestly, I am so sorry that you all have to listen to me present a podcast with a criminal. A multiple time criminal.
Hey, spin-off podcast. I'll do it for myself.
Welcome to Wondery. This week on the pod...
From inside the prison walls.
The password sharer.
Do you accept this call from Durham Prison?
One woman, several passwords, multiple users, one crime.
Listen on wherever you listen to your podcast.
So there we go. But yeah, I can't handle the stress of there's a new one out. I get a message on mine. Obviously, I subscribe to our podcast because I'm a narcissist, and I get a message every Friday.
It's not that narcissistic.
I get a message every Friday going, there's a new one out. And I'm like, oh god, oh no, it's mine. I don't need to listen to that. So yeah.
What I was saying before I got rudely interrupted from your terrible by your crimes.
Yeah, for your crimes.
You let your mom finish it because if she's busy watching it and we click on and it goes to halfway through an episode she's watching.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, there'll be hell on.
Let her finish it and then we'll watch it.
Yeah. She'll go, I put it on. Chris, I put it on and it said previously on, but we hadn't seen that.
Yeah.
I went back and it said I'd watched it. So me and your dad, we just turned the telly off and turned the lights off and we sat in the dark
and,
all night.
And cried.
Fucking honestly. Did I tell you about the new phone I got them?
No.
Fuck me. Honestly. What? Oh my God, what a saga. Oh. What? So every time I ring the house phone. First of all, my mum's got, I think she's got a BT landline. So it goes to BT answer phone every time, right? So when my mum and dad used to have a landline phone in their bedroom, right? But they took it out because people would phone early morning or late at night and wake them up. And they used to, you know what they're like. The phone would ring and my mum would be like, who's dad? And she wouldn't get back to sleep, right?
Okay.
So they've only got the one downstairs. And they've got like the answer machine service on it. The amount of times I ring my mum, right? I'll ring her and it goes to the answer machine and I hang up. And then she rings us back and she goes, you didn't give us a chance to answer? And I go, no, your answer machine cut us off.
Yeah.
I didn't put the phone down. Your answer machine cut us off. So there's that. But then I start ringing and they go, the phone's knackered. We can't work it. So I ordered them a new landline phone. Mm. And she said, make it simple. Make it a dead simple one. Mm-hmm. And I did. No fucking touchscreen, none of that shit. They're like you when it comes to stuff like that.
Yeah.
I ordered a dead simple landline.
Yeah.
Got to the point where I kept ringing the house, I couldn't get through, and I rang the mobiles. I went, yeah, the landline you got, you're going to have to come through and set it up, we can't do it. I was like, are you serious?
Why didn't you just get them an old school, like, dialy phone?
Well, that would have been, I didn't know. Rosie, I don't know what they want.
Okay,
right?
So then what happened?
I went through, right, and the whole thing's plugged in and everything, they've got it plugged in, they've got it all going, and it just, there's no dial tone, it's not working, right?
Mm.
And the first thing it said on the instructions was, make sure you only use the wires provided. Right?
Right.
I went, to use the wires provided. They went, well, it was the same as the wire that was already there.
Great.
I went, right. So I sat for an hour trying to get it to work. And then I went, can you just go and get us the wires that came with it? And my dad was like, I can't find them. They're in the fucking biscuit tin. No idea why. I literally went for a biscuit and found them accidentally.
Right.
Plugged it in with the wire it was thingied with. Worked immediately. I was there for an hour. I was like, you are absolutely a massive pain in the arse. I'm fucking IT. IT tech support comes with everything I get them. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my God. A landline. The first thing it said, use these cords. Nah. There's an hour of my day gone.
Well.
Oh God. And now I ring them and my number's not saved. Uh-huh. So the answer, like, they're answering the phone to a hostage who's just took their kids.
Okay, well, that used to freak me out, though, when I used to ring. And I'd ring the house phone and they'd be like, hello, Rosie. I'd be like, how do you know it's me?
Yeah,
but obviously because it came up.
But now they do that thing that older people do where you ring and they go, hello. like it's the middle of the night and they're in scream.
Wanna watch a scary
scream
movie?
Scream 6, yeah. Hello? I go, hiya, mom, you all right? Is that you, Chris? No, it's your other only child. Fuck me.
See, I'm not, like, your mum and dad are stuck in a weird generation, but my nana is in her 80s and she got rid of her landline.
Yeah.
She was like, this is pointless. Yeah, got me mobile.
Yeah. Well, my mum and dad don't get signal in their house. They never
got
signal.
They don't. And to be fair, landlines, I think sometimes they're pretty good. Anyway. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm actually quite chipper today. How are you?
Do you know what it is? I feel good.
Chipper as fuck.
I feel good.
Chipper as fuck. What's been going on?
Just crack me back.
Lovely.
What has been going on? Not much, really, to be honest with you. I've had a little bit of, dare I say, time off. quite enjoying myself before. Just before the old TV show starts, which is going to be manic.
Yes.
In the old Ramsay household.
Very excited.
Very excited. Yeah. Also, really terrified. I'm really nervous about it.
Shout out all the everyone who's got in touch with things for It Goes or I Go.
Oh.
There's some amazing ones coming through.
They couldn't believe the amount of emails that they got.
Yeah, you're all incredible. We've said it before, we'll say it again. You're all amazing. If there's anything that you know, it's on our Instagrams if you want to have a look at the thing. If you want to be involved in the TV show and there's anything that your partner has that really fucks you off, it could be anything to have around the house, an ornament, a picture, something to use, something that really oppresses you and pisses you off, get your chance to get your own by getting in touch with the show. Some of the ones that have been sent in, I can't give anything away.
We've had a sneaky peek, haven't we?
We had a lovely time in the office going through them all. It was amazing. Yeah, very exciting. Again, you're all fantastic. Thank you for all your input.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Got a bit of housekeeping to do.
Bit of housekeeping.
Mm-hmm. That's what they usually say, isn't it? At AGMs and that meetings.
I don't
housekeeping.
Know. Depends. No one knew. It might not be housekeeping at all. But go on.
Okay, I've had a couple of emails just to correct us on some stuff, but to give us a little bit more insight. Obviously, the toilet attendant slang from around the UK, where we are, it's freshen up for the poo nanny.
Right.
Yeah. In another part of the UK, they didn't actually say where they were, but it was no splash, no gash.
I've also heard no splash,
all
no
right,
gash.
Okay,
yeah,
I've
yeah,
not
yeah,
heard
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
And there was also no spray, no lay.
No spray, no lay is a very good one. Also quite family friendly, that one. I'll be honest with you, no spray,
what do you
no
mean?
Lay. Oh, no spray, no lay. It's a bit, you know,
you could say that round robin.
Yeah, you could
school.
You could say that in the toilet at Brewer's Fair, for example. With Toby Carvery.
Charlie Chalks. What's it called, that soft place?
Charlie Chalks. It used to be Charlie Chalks. Remember Charlie Chalks soft place? Where have they gone?
I think this is for the one at Bolden. Anyway, remember Charlie Chalk? Charlie Chalk. That was a good program. So just to let you know,
great, thanks for that.
Another one here.
It's time for Rosie's TV shows from the 90s reviews. Rosie, take it away. Charlie Chalk, that was a good program. Thanks, Rosie. Next week, The Magic Roundabout.
That was also a good program.
Great.
Somebody sent this in. I'm still in the intro of today's episode, and I just feel I have to tell you both, the receptionist at my lovely reopened post-COVID office are not receptionists. They are client experience executives.
Fantastic. Brilliant, that, isn't it?
Vile.
Wow.
Client experience executives.
Yeah, it's mad.
I'll just get one of the client experience executives to get you a cup of tea or coffee. What would you like?
I must have talked about it before.
I feel like I'm allowed to say that as an ex-receptionist because I'm sorry. If somebody said, can you get the client experience executive to photocopy his 12 copies of that for
you know what it is? It might be a mind game thing. You throw executive into someone's job title, they really step their fucking game up.
Some dickheads do.
Yeah.
Dickheads.
Well, it's again...
It's
the same as making
someone
dickhead. Team leader. They go, you're team leader now. And you go, oh, great. Have I had a pay rise? Nope.
No, but they love it.
Got a bit of power. Yeah. It's great.
Give somebody, right? This is from a retail world.
Yeah.
Give somebody the key, right?
they got the key to the stock room. Yeah.
They'll not speak to you again. I'm key holder.
Yeah, key holder.
Key holder. And there's another one, retail world.
Yeah.
Key holder and what's it called, man, when the... Do the tills at the end of the day.
Oh, yeah. Cashing up. Yeah.
Cashing up and key holder, dickhead.
Off my
Christmas list.
Yeah. Not a thief. By the way, I'm not a thief. I'm trusted by the management, by the way.
Yeah, totally trustworthy. Cash up.
I must have talked about it, man. When I phoned up the doctors, when I phoned up the doctors in South Shields, and it was, please hold, one of our care navigators will be with you shortly.
Vile.
Yeah.
Care navigators.
Yeah.
So, a doctor's receptionist.
Doctor's receptionist, yeah. Care navigator.
What was so bad about that? Is it something really massively offensive?
Excuse me, which way is the care navigator? It's due north. Fantastic, thank you. Due north to the care. Fucking nutters. Yeah, it's great. And I love stuff like that, though.
I hate it.
I really hate it.
No, if it's not broke, don't fix it.
I imagine them all sitting around the office going, what can we call them? Look, we can't call them that anymore. What do they do?
They tell you where to go, don't they? Yeah. You go at the desk, they tell you where to go. So what's that? What is that? Yeah. They sort of navigate. They're navigating.
They tell you what doctor to go to. They are navigating you to the care.
Oh, care navigators.
Get the rest of the day off. Fantastic.
Bob, here's the keys. You'll open up tomorrow and for the foreseeable.
Yeah. So I'm care holder and key navigator. Oh, God. Key navigator. Right, back in the office. Back to the drawing board, everyone. We're fucking it. He's a care holder, key navigator. he's a pathfinder navigator, KK. Oh, Jesus. He's a K opener. A K locker. No, don't lock the K. Where's the K in the locker? Oh, I've got a nosebleed.
I'm going to have to redo my CV.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Speaking of people emailing in as well, by the way, big shout out to the lady who tweeted me this week saying, yeah. You and Rosie have got me exhausted. You and Rosie have got me exhausted. You are talking right. so fast on this week's podcast. Right. And before you ask, yes, I have checked that I haven't got it on double speed. End of tweet. Another tweet off the same person, literally 5 seconds later. Oh, no, sorry. No, I do have it on double speed, as you were. Great. Thanks for that.
Did she not just delete the tweet?
Well, no, I quite like that she owned it. I quite like that I got the thing back, because she could have just left that and felt silly, but she actually went, oh, no, I have got it on 1.5 speed. I apologise. And I was okay. like, yeah. I think I was just like, wow. But yeah.
Funny.
Great work.
Another one here, right? Ooh. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Just listening to your podcast on the bus on my way to work, I got to the bit where Gotham City came up and thought I'd say, it is a real place. It's in Nottingham. There's a Gotham City in Nottingham.
In Nottingham City Centre?
No, Nottinghamshire. Like, there is...
Nottinghamshire.
Genuinely.
Did you just make that up?
Did I? No, it says, yeah, Gotham. Gotham, Nottinghamshire, has a reputation for madness that led to its adoption by Batman writers. There's a place in Gotham. There's a place in Nottinghamshire, sorry, called Gotham.
Right, I'm not letting him off on a technicality on the fact that there's a place in Nottingham called Gotham.
Call.
No.
It was kind of right. Oh, shit.
I don't like that at all. Yeah. I'm not apologising to him. He can fuck off. I got in the car with him the other day to go to Aberdeen. And he literally sat down. He went, thanks, by the way. I went, what? He went, Gotham City. And I can't remember the other thing I slagged him off for. But everyone just tweets him when I slag him off for something. It's fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. And the tour manager was like, you can tell you've been touring too much when your podcast content is why you talk about budgeons. I was like, yeah. I've lost my mind. I've been touring far too long now. So there you go.
Ready for you to be done now, like.
Talking about the tour, though, Dunstable, if you're listening to this on Friday. Dunstable on Saturday. Well, no, because the fucking, some unbelievable reason, the people who run it, they go, oh, everyone's sold out. I go, oh, brilliant. And they go, oh, I've released some extra tickets. Why didn't you release them before you told us it was sold out? What a silly thing to do. What a silly thing to do.
So how many?
That's like me
released?
Going, oh, I've cleaned your car. Your car's cleaned. Oh, hold on. The back end of it's covered in shit. Oh, yeah, well, I'll get that off now. Stop telling us. Guys, I'm talking to venues. I'm talking to people who book me tours. Stop fucking telling us it's sold out. And then me telling the whole world it's sold out. And everyone going, well, there's no bother. And then going, oh, we've released some extra tickets. Where were they? Why were you holding them back?
How many is there? How many are we talking? Like three?
No.
Well, like a lot?
So what's weird is, so Aberdeen did this the other night. The people at Aberdeen went, there's 38 tickets, by the way, haven't been sold if you want to tweet about it. I went, all right, I tweeted. Carl went on the seating plan. They were all single seats.
Oh.
I went, well, that's
nobody
fine.
That.
No one's going to come and sit on their own an hour before the gig. No one's going to rock up on their own. I mean, they may have, and that's fair enough. Mm-hmm. I respect people hugely who come to gigs on their own. I've been to gigs on my own.
I've been to gigs on my own too, right?
Edinburgh Fringe, I've got everything on my own. Yeah. But yeah, so Dunstable, there's some tickets being released for the late show, or I think it might be the early show. I'm not sure. I'm doing two shows in Dunstable on Saturday. If you listen to this after that Saturday, doesn't matter.
Great.
Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? What is your beef with me? Dickhead, what's your beef?
You're back there. Yeah, this is where the beefs came from. You just putting a silly voice on and getting really excited. Right. Do you want to go first or shall I go first?
You go first.
Okay. So, you... I bit my tongue when this happened and I just wrote it down in my phone. I was...
Was this last night?
No, what did you do last night?
You bit your tongue last night, didn't you?
When?
Did you?
Sorry, what?
When did you bit your tongue recently?
Oh my! I can't stop! I can't, guys. Can you believe what's just happened? Right. Right, no,
you didn't mean physically bit your tongue.
No, I meant the phrase if I didn't talk. But Rosie's talking about this morning, I was eating a Tunnocks caramel wafer. I was eating a Tunnocks caramel wafer and I bit the side of my mouth. And I popped the finger in my mouth and I showed Rosie the blood.
Oh, so you that, don't mean then?
That right, is okay. What you are. Another, sometimes, do you know what it is? It's really strange because you're a successful woman and you're incredible and you're a mother and you're phenomenal in so many ways. But sometimes when you don't switch that brain on, you bit, you know, was this last
so you bit your
you
tongue
bit your
and
tongue?
You didn't see it. It was,
yeah.
If, right, okay. I thought you meant I'd done something, you'd bit your tongue and then you just wrote something straight in your phone.
Why?
So
Why?
I don't know, Chris. I don't know. My brain works differently than yours. Don't take the piss out of us. It's just different.
So what?
Got a different thought process.
This begs the question that one day if we're talking about, you know, maybe buying something or having two things that we're going to buy or maybe keep something, and that I will go, Rosie, man, listen, just think about it. A bird in the hand's worth two in the bush. And you'll go, okay, so look then. And I'll go, what? And you go, the bird in your hand. Don't hold it in your hand, it might hurt it.
In my defence.
Is it not going to poo on the floor?
I thought, you bit your tongue not long ago, so I thought it was then.
I bit the side of your mouth.
Can we just carry on? Right, you bit when this happened.
I don't know if I can. Yeah, this is like, I hate to use the analogy again. You took us long getting your makeup done as him, and this is like talking like Drax the Destroyer from Guardians of the Galaxy, who takes everything literally. It'll go over your head. Nothing will go over my head. I'm too fast. I will catch it. You can't get it. You don't,
right. Okay. We get it.
I love you. You big, right. Silly sausage.
You bit your tongue when this happened.
I bit my tongue when this happened.
Not literally.
Right, because I didn't want a massive argument to happen. Okay. I thought, I'll let it cool down and I'll bring it up on the podcast because we can't all stop. It was just one of the maddest things that's ever happened to us in the terms of the way you go on. So the other day, I had to go to Dundee on the night and I had the morning off just to sort of get packed and get ready to go to Dundee. You'd been away, I think we'd been away in London for a couple of nights. Yeah, because I did Nottingham and then we're in London for a couple of days. Yeah. We did the podcast, we did the photo shoot for the TV show.
Yeah.
You decided on the morning that you missed Rafe and you didn't want to send Rafe into nursery because you wanted to see him.
Mm-hmm.
You kept Rafe in the house for a while and then you said, oh, I don't know whether to take him to nursery or not. I don't know whether to take him or not. I do miss him a bit. Then he fell asleep and then you said, actually, I'm going to go out for a walk with me mum. And I was left to look after Rafe, who you kept off nursery because you missed him, but you went for a walk with your mum. It was absolutely mental.
He was asleep?
It was mental. And then you both went, I'll just take him to nursery when he wakes up. Just feed him, then take him to nursery. So I sat with me cup of tea in silence, looking at the pram, waiting for him to wake up, thinking, she's fucking kept him off because she missed him. And just fucked off out with her mum. And I sat there trapped going, what
don't
the hell's my life?
Sound, you make it sound really horrible.
No. It was just crazy.
He just didn't go to sleep at the right time. I
miss him. I miss that bear and I hardly see him. So you've got him for the day, Chris. I miss him.
Also, do you
I
not
miss
him,
him,
so
like, you've got him?
You just said this morning that you missed him.
Yeah,
Billy,
but not on that,
you're
yeah,
away
not on that
from
day,
him than,
but not
more
on
than
that
I
day.
Am.
Yeah, but not on that day.
You didn't miss him on that day specifically.
Rosie, what you did, that is like me going, Rosie, don't phone the painter and decorator. I'll do it. And then you phone the painter and decorator going, here, mate, we don't need you. And me going, yeah, no bother. Handing you a paintbrush and fucking off out.
It's not the same.
I'll have him. Bye, Chris. Me and my mum are going for a walk. Feed him when he wakes up. So sorry, I thought you. Yeah, I've kept him off because I miss him. But I'm going out. All right.
So
bye.
Why didn't you say anything at the time?
Because it would have been thrown back in my face. It had to be left for a moment because it would
probably
have been,
would have. I picked him up early from nursery. Anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, give us a break.
Yeah.
This kind of coincides with my beef, but
okay,
kind of
wonderful.
Not. This is from a while ago. So at the minute, we are, well, you're on tour, but when you are home, we end up in separate beds because kids.
Yeah.
You go in the spare bed with Robin.
Yes.
And I stay in our bed with Rafe.
Yes.
Because we just want to sleep. And it just makes sense.
It's just easier to sleep. The life we've got.
Sense.
If we had a structured, routine life where it was 9 to 5, we would have been able to sort something by now. But the
possibly.
Fact that people have to stay here and look after kids and everything's all over the place, it's just one of the things. And
well, kids, they've got a mental enough life already.
Yeah,
so
they've got a crazy, weird little
it.
Life. And, you know, and you know, there's people out there, you should never let your kids sleep with you. Well, yeah, but, you know, we can't be bothered to go through that fucking 25
I used
nights
to be like that.
Madness.
I used to be like that. But honestly... And I'm a bit upset with the way that I... Not upset with the way I went on because it was very much how I lived right then. But I didn't work.
Yeah, but again...
But I had all of the... You know, I didn't have to get a full night's sleep to be on for work. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Whereas now we've got work.
We're very, very lazy.
No, it's not lazy. I'll tell you now, being a full-time mom, it's harder than any job I've ever had in the world.
Yeah.
But...
Even... What about care navigators? Or customer experience
I've never
executives.
Been a care navigator, I've got to say. But I just... Sleep's more important at the minute. Anyway.
But I like as well, can I just say as well, I like having a little cuddle with my kids
it is
in bed
nice.
Because I'm away a lot. And I, you know, they're not going to be little tiny kids forever. Like I said it in my stand-up once, you know.
They're really
When they're 18, they're not going to want to lie in bed and watch a telly with us or have a little cuddle. You know, they're going to be like, that's really weird, Dad. you know,
yeah, puts, they're totally put, not,
puts some pajamas on.
It's going to be really sad. Ew.
Yeah. You know what I mean, though? Like,
So, my beef is, do you remember the night when Rafe was teething really badly?
That could be any night, but yeah.
Yeah, he's always got it. He's always got it. Fucking tooth coming in, and he just drools all the time.
Bless him.
And it, bless him, I can't wait till all his teeth come in. He's just not teething anymore.
I know.
So Rafe was teething, which results in him waking up really, really quickly and just screaming at the top of his lungs.
Like, and I've said it, like, he's just been given some terrible news.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when you see an old, like when you see a war movie set in, you know, set in sort of World War II or something, and you see the major going in there giving a folded wife to the, a folded flag to the wife. The mother, and they're just dropping on their knees and screaming grief.
That's what he's like.
He literally wakes up and
just,
straight away.
So we had a night of that. Mm-hmm. And he was really hard to settle. He just wasn't settling at all. And now he was just screaming, bless him. I had to give him some Calba, but I think it took a while to, you know,
kick in.
And I was just kind of walking around the room, like shushing and all this kind of stuff. But he cried for a long, long time. And then eventually went back off to sleep. The next morning, when you got up, You said to me, at one point he was crying and not settling, and I thought that you might have died. Do you remember saying that?
Yeah.
Thought I might have died.
I thought you...
You were lying awake thinking, he's not settling. Is she all right? Because usually he's settled by now. Didn't come to check if I wasn't dead. Just carried on sleeping.
Yeah. So, in my defense, he was screaming. He was really screaming and nothing was happening. And I was like, my thought was, has he fallen off the bed and hurt himself? And are you in such a deep sleep? But then I thought, you would never not hear him. You would never not hear him cry. You'd always hear him. And I did think, she somehow. Yeah. I mean, I always think that people are dead when I don't get. I always go.
You always go to
things. I go to the possible worst thing.
I don't answer the phone.
I phone someone, no answer, they're dead.
Oh, you rang the fucking gardener the other day. That was so weird.
I rang the gardener to come and check on you. Yeah.
The electricity went off.
Yeah.
Chris thought that, like, with electricity going off, that I would just, that we would all just drop down dead.
Well,
so I rang the gardener to check that we were okay.
Well, I get on very well.
So, can I just tell you, I was so embarrassed by that, by the way.
Well, you know.
So weird. He was like, are you all right? Chris has rang. I was like, why has he rang you? To check that the electricity's gone off. Like, that's it.
Right. Well, so this is where my brain goes, right? My brain goes to Rosie phones the electricity go off, and then I say, go and have a look at the switchboard, and you pulled a chair up, and then you went quiet. So in my head, you'd touched the switchboard, you'd got an electric shock, the electricity had went through your body, killed you instantly, but also zapped your phone.
Right.
And then Rafe is currently, like, in the other room choking on something.
Right.
And Robin, something's happened to him as well, so I need to get the gardener to go and check. Yeah. Like, it's not fun living in this head.
Uh-huh.
I've been doing TV shows during the day. Obviously, I don't take my phone on stage if I'm doing a gig, but I've been, when I used to do my TV shows and stuff, if I got a phone call off you when I wasn't there, I would be like, I would tell the whole team, I would like, look, no matter what we're doing, the rule is I have to answer the phone because I always imagine something fucking terrible's happening. It's a really strange way to live. It's exhausting.
Mm-hmm.
You ask us why I can eat whatever I want all the time. You say why I can eat whatever I want. I have pizzas every night, curries on tour, and I don't put any weight on. I worry it off.
Like nervous energy. We know this.
Yeah, and the Peloton and that just tops that up. But yeah, but that night, in my defense, I thought maybe you died and he was screaming, crying.
But, oh, this is in the bedroom, so
yeah. But there was a part thinking, well, you know, if she is, I'll leave him a bit, and if he just quiets down, then that's that, you know, I will need that crying down kind of thing for when I'm a single dad.
What? I'd already started off.
Yeah, if I can get him to settle himself next to her corpse, you know, maybe I'll have... I'm joking. He was crying, and then I heard him shush, and I heard your footsteps, and I thought, no, she's not dead. My brain always goes to everyone's dead. Look, any of my friends there, if I ever ring you and there's no answer, I assume you've died.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, you're never disappointed. I'm never disappointed. I'm always chuffed. I'm always happy. I'm like, oh, hey, you're not dead.
It must make you realise that you like them more.
Everyone's always not dead. It's great way to live. And when they are dead, I go, knew it. I'm always right.
You can't lose. You can't lose.
It's really exhausting, but really, really fulfilling way to live. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
It's time for questions from the public.
Public.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Keep them coming. We'll love them.
Hello, Rosie and Chris. I am super excited after 160 episodes to finally have a story that connects to one featured on the podcast.
Come on. ..
This connects to the skid mark wedding dress.
Love it.
From last week.
Yeah.
Debacle from episode 167.
Yeah, catch up for anyone who doesn't know. It was a lady at a wedding. Her husband had, her husband-to-be, or husband who just got married, had a kilt on. And he traditionally didn't wear any underpants, mm-hmm. as is the way. Mm-hmm. And he sat on a wedding dress and he left a lovely little brown present on a wedding dress.
I'm hoping I can provide some insight into the world of the kilt and the skid mark. This is not like a meteor shower being once in a blue moon. This is a fairly regular feature. Unfortunately for those in the kilt hire business.
What a sentence. Yeah. What a sentence. I could say, hello, my name is, look, keep me anonymous, but I actually have a PhD in kilts and skid marks from Edinburgh University.
It's the only place to do it. So, at the tender age of 16, I took up my first job working Saturdays in a kilt hire shop.
Wow.
It was the perfect scenario. I got paid to measure and dress men up all day, 80% being somewhat attractive specimens, 20% being somewhat potentially unwashed.
Fantastic.
Not so attractive specimens.
Yeah, not a bad... Either she's got really low standards, mm-hmm. or a lot of good-looking people came there.
Must have.
If she fancied 80% of her customers, she's either a low-standard pervert, or... You know, you're in a good-looking part of town.
Yeah, with all the Scots.
Oh, yeah, good. Well, yeah, I imagine most people renting kilts aren't Scottish, but carry on.
Yeah. Well, some bit of Scottish.
So, one of them.
Do you not know?
I am. Not me. Great Nana's gardener was Scottish.
So we're all wearing kilts.
So me and all of me mates are wearing kilts at me wedding. Okay.
Good for you.
I think the kilt is a fucking great look. I think it's incredible. I think it's a masculine skirt. It's phenomenal. It's amazing.
It's wonderful.
But yeah, when people go for a tenuous link to do it, mm-hmm. yeah. Well, I'm wearing a kilt at my wedding because we met at the Fringe. That no. I'm sorry, I'm not on board with that. Sorry and all that.
But, yeah. We could though, because you couldn't, I suppose. But my nana. Was Scottish.
Yeah. Right, okay. Yeah
me nana's mum.
Oh, here we go.
Me great nana.
Look, it went one, look at that, it went, that's how people do it. It went one, in the space of about 6 words, it went one more generation up.
That's close though.
Listen.
And we live quite close to Scotland, so come on.
Do you know what it is, right?
I can hear the bagpipes.
I've just done a shitload of gigs in Scotland, right? And I always tell them how fucking jealous I am. Because Scotland have got national pride that hasn't been ruined by racists. To the point of where I was in Aberdeen the other night and I've got them downstairs. Someone said, big thank you to the person who gave us the little gift bag, by the way. Obviously, there was Iron Brew in it. Do you know you can get Iron Brew in Scotland and McDonald's?
Shut up.
Yeah. That's McDonald's in Scotland, you can get Iron Brew.
Beautiful.
Fucking incredible. I got one the other night. Now, they get these things, I think they were called Butteries.
Mm.
They're downstairs. They basically look like a flat croissant.
I saw that. Apparently, you got toasted and put jam or butter on.
And put butter on. Right. And this guy was telling us about them, right? It was the most Scottish thing I've ever heard, right? He was like, oh, it's basically a heart attack. It's a heart attack on a plate. It's lovely. That's what he said, right? And then he went, little tip for you. He went, toast it, butter it. When you toasted it, mate, put a load of holes in it so the butter really sinks in. I was like, fuck this. Just make it worse. And then he went, proper Scottish them. And he looked us dead in the eye and he went, you're not got them south of Dundee. Fuck it. Like Dundee's like, we live in Northumberland. Dundee's 4 hours north of us.
Poor Berwick.
It's just so,
not
so
getting any of the so not getting funny. Any of the delights of Scotland.
Berwick's in England.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's Scotland? Berwick upon Tweed.
It's in England.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right, okay. I thought it was Scotland. Fuck. I thought it was the border.
Oh, I suppose it might be one of them things where Shrewsbury's the same way. Some people say Shrewsbury's in Wales and some people
say
it's not.
I thought Berwick upon Tweed was that's right. Where Scotland starts.
We've probably opened a whole can of worms
here.
Okay,
I'm so sorry because I am not the person to be asking about geography at all.
Also, just as I mentioned Shrewsbury, I'm there this week, sold out probably, so don't worry. But there's half of the crowd in Shrewsbury get really angry when you say Shrewsbury because half of them pronounce it Shrewsbury. It's a really strange gig.
Shrewsbury?
A really strange gig to do. It's one of the only gigs where you can go out and say the name of the town and say it right, what you're saying is right, and you can lose half the crowd.
Wow.
Because you know if you walked out in South Shields and went, hello Newcastle, everyone would be like, what the fuck? Mm. But if you go, hello Shrewsbury, half of them will go, oh, it's pronounced Shrew.
Could you go Shrewsbury?
I normally say both of them. And then I go ahead to tell the people who say Shrewsbury are technically wrong because, you know, no one's ever said that they really enjoy that Shakespeare play, Taming of the Shrew.
Well done.
Just a clever little.
Was that to do with Shrewsbury, the taming of the?
No.
Right.
It's just spelled the same.
Okay.
Fuck me.
You lost us. So back to our friend working in the Kiltire shop.
Kiltire shop. Yeah. 80% fitties, 80% not so much.
20%.
Oh, sorry. 80% fitties, 20% not so much.
No. In her opinion, there'll be no correcting of that. Daisy, keep that in.
All right,
Mister.
No.
80% and 80%.
Oh,
it's not
okay.
100% actually. Oh, keep all my things in. Keep
yeah,
yours
yeah,
in.
No, you can.
Thick
oh. Just Rosie, it was just a slip of the tongue. Whatever. And by that, I don't mean I fell over on me fucking tongue. I mean, it was just a slip
right.
of the tongue.
Listen, during the summer holidays, I went full time in the Kiltire shop.
Full time.
Key holder, the lot.
Key holder, team leader.
every role possible.
Tommy used to work in the Kilt shop. You turn
he's down on his kilt and stuff. Ooh.
We're far too happy this week.
Do you know what's hilarious? There's probably only three people working in a kilt shop.
Yeah. Full time.
Working back of house during the week. One of the tasks on a Monday was to unpack all of the outfits that were returned from the weekend before.
From the weddings. Oh, my God. Right, well, this just got really good.
This was character building, to say the least.
What a lovely way to put it. Yeah. Okay.
A little bit like when I worked at a certain ice cream parlour. Yeah. And on a certain day, when we were in a certain kiosk on a certain seafront when the aeroplanes were in the sky, I got blisters on my hands because I made that many flipping ice creams.
Wow.
Yeah. Character building, Chris.
Yeah.
Blistered hands from ice cream making.
Good though, you can just put them straight in the freezer to cool them down.
That is true, yeah. So, the plus side... This is the plus side. Gents generally stash their sporrans with everything they need for a night out and then generally forget to empty them before returning the outfit. So we amassed an amount of money that supported a few staff gatherings during the year.
Wow.
So they're stealing from the sporrans.
Yeah, so they're putting all the money in the sporrans, yeah.
Yeah, and not just small change, but notes that got stuck in creases of the sporran that didn't fall out if you shook it. There was the obligatory condom every so often, thankfully always unused, plus lighters, hip flasks, sunglasses, generally nothing too untoward.
All right then, okay, I take it back then, I'm sorry.
The downside of my summer holidays, moonlighting back of house, the cleaning of the returned kilts. And they were steam cleaned.
Of course they were.
The waft of someone steaming off human shit from a wool kilt. Wafting through the back area is something I will never,
forget. I'm sorry. Is there a more pleasing sentence, a more pleasing, revolting sentence that we've had on this podcast than the... Read it again. The waft of
someone... So, the waft of someone steaming off human shit from a wool kilt.
Wow. That's almost musical.
And it says it wasn't once in a while. I would say at least 50%, if not more, were in a not very sanitary state.
Oh, bless you.
On a number of occasions, a call had to be made to the customer to let them know their deposit would not be returned because they had neglected to wipe their arse. And we now had to deal with the consequences.
Oh, what a phone call that is.
Wow.
What a phone call that. Hello, sorry, I'm just in a meeting. Can you keep this quick? Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Oh, thanks very much. Yeah. Sorry, what was that, Dave? No, nothing. Nothing, no. Just about there. Nothing.
Oh, Dave, you're still coming on that night out next week. We'll need you £50 now.
Cash is a bit tight at the minute.
Oh, was that a phone call?
Long story short, I shot a kill. Long story short. Couple of nights in this week, I think.
Takeaways for me.
Gonna be a slow Christmas in the Dave household.
Should wipe your arse, Dave. You dirty bastard.
Oh, I tell you what. What a phone call to get.
Horrible, isn't it?
I'm sorry, I'm just driving. You're on speaker. You're shatting your kit. Sorry, I'm going to go. I'm going through a tunnel.
That is from Zoe. She didn't want to be kept anonymous. Zoe, originally from west coast of Scotland, now living in the beautiful wine region of the Barossa Valley, South Australia.
Wow.
Doesn't that sound nice? And she said, in brackets, Rosie, where wine time always begins before 4 p.m.
Oh, shit.
Get me back.
Challenge accepted. Ah, that's great.
Thank you, Zoe.
So yeah, everyone, public service announcement. Didn't think we'd have to do this. Stop shitting your kilts, man.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Long time listener, first time emailer.
Yeah, hey.
The start of this one is a bit sad. Please bear with it. Promise it's worth it.
Oh, okay.
So it's a bit sad, okay?
Okay.
A few weeks ago, my granddad died.
Oh, sorry.
And we were out the house a lot, helping my grandma with things. Oh. My parents, my mum's name is Dawn. Okay. Relevant later on, decided to text the neighbour, they are quite pally, saying what has happened and asking if he could deal with the post and take the bins in. Usual boring neighbour shite. Mm-hmm. So they've messaged their neighbour saying that her dad's died. Can you just look after the house while we're sorting everything out?
I don't want to ruin this.
Yeah.
But if this ends with the punchline up at the crack of dawn, I'm going to be raging.
It doesn't.
Okay.
About 5 minutes later, we got a reply from the neighbour being very emotional. We were all a bit shocked as we didn't think he had ever actually met my granddad.
Okay.
We brushed it off and got on with the evening. About 15 minutes later, he turns up at the door looking pretty distraught. I answered it and called my dad. He came back about 10 minutes later and it transpired that my dad had intended to text my neighbour saying, Dawn's dad passed away. But he actually texts the neighbour saying, Dawn's died, passed away. Dawn's died, passed away.
Like the double, like another.
Like, just.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Dawn's died, brackets, passed away. Not had a bad gig somewhere doing stand-up. Like, Dawn's died. Just to really, really hammer this home, passed away.
Passed away.
Dawn's died. Passed away. Perished. Life has ended.
Finito.
In the ground.
Gone.
Deep. Deed. Is no more. Fucking hell. Bless the neighbour.
Understandably, the neighbour was quite upset and surprised by my mother's untimely demise. Obviously, the hilarity ensued, made better by the fact my dad gaslit the neighbour and said that he read the message wrong when it actually was his lazy proofreading. In the 15 minutes, the neighbours thought my mum was dead. She had called the other neighbours and they were arranging sympathy cards getting dished out to send to my newly widowed father.
Wow.
To make it better, mum was doing the dishes in the kitchen the whole time, so all the neighbours could have actually spotted her alive and well if they had just looked out the window.
I could have sworn I saw her. It's like she's still there. I saw her washing the dishes.
All in all, a sad night, which ended in possibly the most I've laughed in my life. Mum was buzzing how upset the neighbours were.
that is your... Rosie, that's exactly the kind of thing you would do. You'd be like, did you see how upset they were? Isn't that lovely?
A card roundup For little me.
Do you know, well, do you know you genuinely said, like, what, I can't remember what you did the other day. You said something and I laughed at you and you laughed back and you looked at me dead serious and went, you'd be gutted if I died.
I've said that loads.
Yeah, I wrote it in my phone. Yeah.
You would? I think you would.
Yeah. It's, but there you go, as funny as this is, there's that moment, there's that really weird moment where you've got to go, and the neighbour's going, I'm so sorry for your loss, it's terrible. And you go, what? Oh, God, yeah, he got you. How did she die? Who? How did Dawn die? Dawn? Oh, no, Dawn's not dead. Oh, right, Dawn's not dead. No, it's just the granddad's dead. Oh, thank fuck. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry about that.
It's like, it's life.
It's just finished it off saying, obviously, the mom was buzzing. And she got out of getting up to get more wine from the fridge that night as she reminded my dad that she was actually recently deceased.
Oh, I dined out on that for a while. I love it. Oh, very good. Very good. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Listening to episode 160 regarding the dunking of the dick into a Crunch Corner yogurt.
There we go.
Prompted me to write in.
Again, lovely to hear them back like that. Great.
What?
It's just always lovely to hear them back. When I'm even in regarding this.
Yeah, because we say it at the time and don't really think much of it. But then when somebody reminds us of what we said, I go, oh, we talked about someone dunking their penis
but again,
in yogurt.
We're the victims here. We're not making these up and giving you, and going, aren't these great? We're going, aren't these disgusting? Let's all point forward.
It's not my dick. I didn't dunk my dick in anything.
And you shouldn't have to.
No.
You shouldn't have to. Nah. And when you do, you can keep it a secret. I won't tell anyone.
Thank you so much. There you go. Right. Yeah. To set the scene, a few years ago, me and my girlfriend were still living at my parents' house along with my younger teenage brother, who at the time either had no boundaries or was one of the most innocent 17-year-olds around.
Okay.
He would often walk up to our room when we were mid-sex, try and walk in, and then act completely oblivious while we were all flustered, pretending we were just playing WWE on the bed.
Wow.
Innocent or a perv?
Mid-sex is hilarious. It's a great set. We were mid-sex. Excuse me, I think you'll find I'm mid-sex. Hi, can I call you back? I'm mid-sex.
Mid-sex.
Yeah, no problem.
That's quite nice, isn't it?
Hi, it's Dave. If you're ringing about the shat kilt, just don't. It's been resolved. Please don't leave a message. But I will ring you back because I'm probably mid-sex at the moment.
Well, there is a mid-sex because there is a beginning, the middle, and then there is the end. There is a conclusion to sex,
that's
usually,
I just
isn't
find
it?
Mid-sex is just mid-sex? Very, very funny.
I get it. Yeah. Get it.
Not to be confused with the place Middlesex.
Oh, sorry, Middlesex. Oh, I bet they get that all the time.
Hi, I'm in mid-sex. You're in Middlesex? What are you doing down there? No, I'm busy fucking... I'll ring you back. Okay. Could have just let it ring out. I don't like them. I'm polite. I don't like miss anything.
God. Okay, so we started to lock the door, although this in itself seemed suspicious. Jesus. However... He would still try and open it and then proceed to knock and wait until one of us would answer. Jeez, tell him to fuck off.
Oh, I get it though. Like, you know.
He's 17.
Oh, sorry, I thought he was 13. Right,
no,
okay, yeah. Right,
17.
Okay, that's a bit weird.
If my 17-year-old brother was trying to get into my locked bedroom door, he'd get a shoe through off of him.
Right, yeah. Fair enough.
Do you know what I mean though?
Yeah. 17 is, yeah.
17?
Yeah.
But, Kevin! Mom! Will you tell him he's kidnapping on my door and I'm mid-sex?
Kevin, stop knocking when you know she's mid-sex. Pre-sex or post-sex, not mid-sex. I'll tell you what pre and post means. Come on, I'll explain.
That is genuinely how I used to shout my mum.
Yeah. Oh, I can imagine. Awful. Like, fishwife. Disgusting. I got a fright. Apologies to everyone out here.
That brings back so many memories of being young and shouting at your mum when you were telling off your brother and sister.
Mm.
Wow.
Wouldn't know.
No, you've never ever shouted at your mum and dad like that, angry and wanting someone else to get wrong.
Child.
Have you not?
No. Why would I? I didn't have anyone to tell off.
Oh, that's...
Never done it.
Wow. Yeah. That's how I used to shout.
Look forward to hearing it from our boys. Dad, mum, he's...
Gosh, memories. Anyway, one occasion we were feeling particularly adventurous after a few drinks and thought we would do some food play.
Oh, fucking stop it. I'm sorry. Stop. I think it's because I don't like mess.
Yeah, you would hate food.
Are you hungry or are you horny? I just don't feel like you can be both.
Mm.
I don't feel like you can be both.
Now, I do love food. Mm. And I do, you know, occasionally enjoy a little bit of sex. There's the doorbell.
There's the sex
Speaking
bell.
Speaking of sex.
There's the sex bell.
Here's me sex for the day. Do you want to go get it?
I'll go and get it too.
Yeah, go get the door. Tell them that we're mid-sex.
Excuse me, I'm mid-sex. How dare you knock on this door? Just a
delivery driver knocking while we're mid-pod.
Mid-pod. Oh, that's even worse than mid-sex. So they wanted to do a bit of food play, right?
Horrible.
We were already up in our room for the night and we were too lazy to pop downstairs to get the conventional items such as strawberries and chocolate, oh, you know, the nice stuff that you do associate with
it. Oh, what do they use? Fucking leftover pizza or something? Jesus.
We decided to work with what we had in the bedroom already. In this instance, it was Doritos and the nacho cheese Dorito dip.
Oh, fuck off. Oh, God. Oh, Doritos, what? Awful. That notoriously leave a fucking orange stain on you.
Yeah.
Oh, what my God.
We were walking the next morning to my brother casually walking into our room where he spotted the crisps and dip on the side table.
Oh, no.
He immediately picked them up and started shoveling heaped nacho cheese Doritos into his mouth as we looked across in horror. In an impossible situation, we couldn't tell him to stop eating the crisps as there would be no reasonable justification as to why he shouldn't.
Yes.
However,
filthy horrors.
We were fully aware that the cheesy dip he was happily tucking into was just used to dip my dick in only a few hours beforehand when I was getting a very cheesy blowjob.
That, what? God.
Oh, which, the, oh, honestly.
God. It's the worst flavour in the world.
Chris, you know what he's just mentioned there? Uh-huh. Two of my least favourite things in the world.
Cheese and dicks.
Cheese and blowjobs? A cheesy blowjob? Are you?
I can't get my head around why you would use them things. One, who's using cheese dip with already cheese flavoured Doritos? How much cheese do you want?
What
in the name of God are you doing, right? Two, cheese Doritos, although I love cheese Doritos, tangy cheese Doritos, fucking one of my favourite flavours of crisp. They leave an orange stain on you, and let's be honest, they smell like fucking feet.
Yeah, so I've the chili heat wave every day of the week.
Chili heat wave is amazing. Oh, amazing. I love them both.
Yeah.
But seriously, so your double cheese... Oh, you know what the worst thing in the world is? Mm. A cheesy knob. A dirty knob that hasn't been washed, that smells cheesy.
That smells like cheese.
They're
dipping it in the cheese.
That is madness.
Awful.
What a oh, God.
She's bloody noshing.
Honestly, that's I don't want to be too crude here, but that's one step. What do they do the next night? Hoil a load of fucking mackerel up my fanny.
Your turn now. I do quite like mackerel, though. Here's a question, right? Listeners probably know that I really don't like cheese.
Yeah.
So I'd probably die, right?
That's up there with putting cheese all over your feet and letting someone lick cheese off your feet.
Horrible.
Horrendous.
Would I do it if it was salsa?
I wouldn't let you put salsa on my dick.
Oh.
What are you trying to do with this?
Stop being selfish. Let's not just talk about your dick.
Oh, sorry. Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Is salsa a bit more acceptable?
Is it salsa stick? Right, stop it. No one message him.
Stop!
I'm sick of this.
Chris,
honestly.
Chris, if we... The day we might meet him.
I know.
Right. Let's wait. Babadoo-babadoo-ba. Babadoo-babadoo-babadoo-ba. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Following your discussion about icks in last week's episode...
Yes.
I can... do you know I had to explain icks to me mum?
Mm, yeah.
That was a hard conversation. I can fully support Chris that icks are real, although I do feel slightly bad that I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I came across one on the train the other day.
Okay.
A guy joined his friends on the train and said the following words, quite loud, should I add. Oi, oi, oi!
Yes! Oh!
Can one of you boys move seats so I can face forward as I get travel sick?
What's so lovely?
So the ick was, I think it was the gear shift change from annoying lad behaviour to publicly declaring how delicate his stomach is.
I was just about to say that. So good. It's the juxtaposition between the beginning of that greeting and the end of it. Oi, oi, lads on tour, who's up for a fucking mad one? Can I face forward?
Because
I do get motion sickness and can no one eat any nuts on the table because I'm allergic.
Oi, oi. Babadoo, 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 ba. Do, 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 do. Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of Snag, Marriage, and Annoyed, which is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Sorry, everyone, that was Shag, Married, Annoyed. Just in case you didn't know that, that's what you've been listening to. It's Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
Watch the way a podcast comes out called Snag, Marriage, Smash, Smash, Annoyed.
Ah, good luck with them. Guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, if you want to get in touch, shagmarriedannoyed@gmail.com.
Do a little read. Go do a read. Oh, no one's got time for that bullshit.
It's one fucking click.
No,
it's one click.
Subscribe. That's all they need to do is subscribe so it comes every week. Oh, look. Don't bother about leaving a comment or anything like that. We know you're busy. Don't worry.
Yeah.
We don't need... Why do you need... We don't read the comments. No. I don't read the comments anymore because one in every bloody 50 says that I'm a dickhead and I'm all right for knowing I'm a dickhead.
Right, and I've told you I'll stop writing that.
No, it is. Now and then. She's a dickhead. Take our kids off her. All she does is... She's fat and she just dances around in the kitchen. I know. Like, I don't need you to tell us. So...
Again, I will delete all of my accounts that keep writing that. Just stop pissing us off in the house and I'll stop doing
it. Right, great.
So there you go. So good night, good week, and cheesy blowjobs to all. Bye.
Bye, guys. Love you. Bye.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.